The Up North Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Yeah, we said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy, happy, happy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad on Lake Minocqua at the Minocqua Brewing Company.
And I am Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, founder of UpNorthNewsWI.com, a similarly named but entirely separate state-based news site that, like this very podcast, wants only a few simple things in life. Democracy should thrive, fair play should be encouraged, and justice should be brought to those trying to rob taxpayers, suppress voters, and allow a virus to rage unchecked so that we can enjoy our old fashions and our fish fry a little bit more. Having set up the premise of tonight's discussion, how are you guys doing? Did you miss me last week?
Oh, man, Pat. Like, so first of all, I guess I was supposed to, like, make sure that we had, like, a certain panoramic view on Zoom. I screwed that up. You always, like, you're such a pro at this at all things broadcasting. We made it happen, and I think we talked about a lot of important issues, but it wasn't nearly as smooth, and I recognize how pivotal you are to my life every Wednesday night.
It's just about somebody's got to be the tech nerd, and I'm happy to usually fill that role. I had to travel for work last week. Up North News is part of a group of state-based news outlets run by Courier Newsroom, and as they're one of their regional directors, I was visiting folks with the Keystone, our outlet out in Pennsylvania. So I was in Philadelphia last week. So this is actually the first time here on show three that we get the three of us together, Sarah. And it's really great to have you aboard.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Last week was a lot of fun, and looking forward to working with you and covering a lot of good ground.
But why Kirk? I mean, you have run for office. You're an attorney. You're an established pro. A family woman. You own two dogs, and you took on this mangy mutt over here. So clearly, you must believe in something.
So at the end of the campaign, after being that plugged into state legislative issues, It felt like I should do something productive with it. And so I was looking into taking sort of whatever leftover funds I had. I was going to give some of it to a local charity and then put the rest of it into like a super PAC. Didn't end up having as much as I thought. But I reached out to Kirk to sort of pick his brain. And he said, well, why don't we just combine forces? And I thought, well, you're pretty cool. So yeah, all right. That sounds like a good idea. And the rest.
I hoodwinked her, Pat. I hoodwinked her.
I'll say you did.
Well, we're having fun making some good trouble.
Well, and that's really what it is all about. It's about making the kind of trouble that is needed. And so today on the program, we are going to talk about how not just our schools have been politicized and our school boards have been politicized, which frankly has made our schools more dangerous, but our courts have been politicized to the point where, we've had rigged maps for the past decade. And we're going to be talking to a guest who is going to talk about that fight, the good trouble that has to be raised for that. And then later, Uncle Kirk's book club will be closing out the show, or the Bangstad book club. I think that's what we're going to go with. A real uplifting tome that he's got to tell us about today, about the death of democracy. Sounds like a rom-com to me. So stick around for that one as well. So we first are going to talk about what's happening with school boards up north and all around the state. When you come back to the cabin, you are part of the Up North Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment.